Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And to preserve our status as the greatest nation on God's green earth, it is utterly essential that every straight-thinking person, and I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, if you're a libertarian, see, I didn't say losertarian, if you are any party at all or no party at all, or if you've never voted before, there is an assault going on our elections, which is much, much worse than anything we've experienced recently. I know that for many, many people, conservative people, they believe there was an assault on our elections this time, that the Democrats cheated, there was cheating, there was fraud, there was all kinds of irregularities. Okay, people that I find somewhat trustworthy, not just somewhat trustworthy, very trustworthy, people like Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh and of course, Neil Gorsuch, and other leaders on the Supreme Court did not find that evidence. But okay, leave that aside. Democrats also are very upset about elections because they are saying that Republicans are trying to suppress votes, that somehow voter ID is a racist concept. I've never understood that. We've talked about this a lot in the past. It's totally reasonable that if you're going to require that people show some kind of ID card to get on an airplane, for goodness sake, what's wrong with getting people to show an ID card? Same kind of ID you have to show when you cash a check, to use that ID card when you're going to vote. I mean, it's just common sense. It's not an attempt to steal anything, but H.R. 1 is. H.R. 1 and S.1, this is the bill that the Democrats, both in the Senate and the House, have decided to lead off. It as their number one priority. It's very easy to remember. H.R. 1 is House of Representatives number one. S.1 is Senate number one. And this bill truly is an assault on U.S. elections. Everything is wrong with it. It usually, with one of these big package bills, you can say, well, at least it does this, at least it does that, at least it has something that makes some sense. This is a complete disaster. Let me give you the one disaster that jumps up at me first. Do you think that the government is not spending enough money? Do you think that our government needs to spend more money? And do you think that we need to spend more money on political races, that somehow the literally billions of dollars that were poured into both sides in the election of 2020, that wasn't enough? We need to spend more on politics so we get more negative ads and we get more wasteful spending to enrich exploitative political consultants. And the entire fraudulence of the entire thing is just disgusting, because part of what H.R. 1 would do is it would take small contributions and then use taxpayer money to multiply them. In other words, if you wanted to give $200 to support, say, President Trump, then President Trump could turn around and say, look, I have this small donor. Here he is. He's given me $200. And then the government would have to pay $1,200 to President Trump's campaign. Or let's put it this way, to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's campaign. This is nuts. No welfare for politicians. Taxpayer money pouring into some of these campaigns? How does that benefit anybody? This is a part of what the Wall Street Journal says in a powerful editorial today, and they're entirely right. They say advocates present the legislation as a good government reform that won't favor either party. But H.R. 1 is packed with provisions that would federalize election rules to dubious result. It would unsettle longstanding practices, end security measures that local officials think prudent, undermine public confidence, and increase the odds of contested outcomes. Boy, would it ever. Start with permanent pandemic rules. H.R. 1 would create a federal right to a mail ballot. No excuse necessary. You hear that? In other words, part of the way the Constitution is set up is it is totally up to the states, and this is explicit, it is very clear, in federal elections, and in any election, states get to regulate. They determine how the election is going to be conducted. They determine who is eligible to vote and who is not. They can't discriminate based upon race on that. There's a 14th Amendment to prevent that. But in other words, if they want to require that in order to vote, you have to register in advance to make sure you're you and to make sure that you're legit, uh-uh. If this passes, there would be same-day registration for everybody in every state. And no requirement of voter ID. Voter ID is completely banned, even for people who are mailing in ballots. In other words, you not only have a right to a mail-in ballot, everybody does, regardless of whether you're present or you have an excuse or not. Right now, Republicans are pushing for state legislation in Georgia that would say that if there's going to be a mail-in ballot, you have to give a reason that you're mailing in the ballot. A reason like you're planning to be out of town on election day, or there is illness or something of that nature. I'm not sure. We let Georgia decide that. I mean, I think that the way that Washington conducts its elections right now, the Washington state, I mean, not the city of Washington, is okay. But the idea that they would impose this system on every state, including states that don't want to do it that way, is outrageous. They would also completely screw up the Federal Elections Commission. The Federal Elections Commission right now has five members, and pardon me, it has four members at the moment. And the whole idea of having four members is two Republicans, two Democrats, so it stays nonpartisan. This would expand it to five members and would even set it up in such a way that you could have a permanent Democratic majority running the Federal Elections Commission. Any bill this sweeping, this is one of those things that honestly conservatives should focus on. There are bills that are too complicated, that try to do too much, that go from one thing to another. The provisions of this are outrageous. H.R. 1 would overrule state laws against ballot harvesting, letting Americans nationwide, quote, designate any person to return a vote, provided the carrier does not receive any form of compensation based on the number of ballots. In other words, if you're out there campaigning for, say, Joe Biden, and you want to go from house to house, say, wait a minute, have you filled out your ballot yet? And you could go ahead and deliver the ballot. This ballot harvesting is what got an election called over in North Carolina. That was an election where it was actually Republicans who were involved in the ballot harvesting. But ballot harvesting is a key form of vote fraud. How do you know who actually filled out that ballot? You just ask people, can you give me your ballot? I'll fill it. The entire thing and taking it away from the states and giving this discretion to Nancy Pelosi is outrageous. This is probably going to pass the House. With God's help and the help of Joe Manchin, who knows, maybe Kristen Sinema, and maybe a few other Democrats of conscience, it better stop cold in the U.S. Senate. It's a disastrous piece of legislation. And then there's the wealth tax. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, Elizabeth Warren, the defeated presidential candidate, the senator from Massachusetts, sort of heralded as the indefatigable idea lady of the Democratic left. And virtually all of her ideas are destructive and would be destructive to the economy, would be destructive to the way the government functions, and are just flat out wrong-headed. The worst of those ideas is a wealth tax. Now, why is a wealth tax so terrible? Don't you think the rich should pay taxes? Of course the rich should pay taxes. but they should pay taxes on what they earn, not what they own. Why is that? Because you've already paid taxes on what you earn. In other words, let's say that you are lucky enough so that you want to buy a boat. I don't have a boat, and I'm not likely to buy a boat. But there are lots and lots of people who do. And what this would say would be not only would you pay taxes on your income before you save up the money to get the boat, not only would you pay sales taxes, and big time, they just went up to sales taxes, not only would you have to pay sales taxes when you get the boat, but then just for the privilege of owning the boat, you would have to pay taxes on it if you were very wealthy. Why is that sensible? Here is Elizabeth Warren trying to explain her ultra-millionaire tax, as she puts it, at her press conference this morning, making the announcement and pushing the proposal. This is number 7, Senator Warren speaking about why we need this wealth tax in America. Listen.
And we're here to talk about the wealth tax. It is time for a wealth tax in America. I want to remind everybody what the wealth tax is. It is a tax on the fortunes above $50 million. In other words, your first $50 million is free and clear, but your $50 millionth and first dollar, you got to pay 2 cents. And 2 cents on every dollar after that until you hit a billion. When you hit a billion, you got to pay a few cents more. This is a wealth tax that has been needed for a long time. We need it to produce more revenue, to create more opportunity in America. But it is a wealth tax that we particularly need because of the changes in this country under the pandemic. We have watched the wealth of the billionaire class in America increase by more than $1 trillion over the last year. A 2 cent wealth tax would just help level the playing field a little bit and create the kind of revenue that would let us build back better.
Okay, this is totally outrageous. And by the way, she said something that was simply just not true, or not even close to true. She said the first $50 million, you're free and clear. She's talking about for the new tax. But earning that first $50 million, you pay taxes on every dollar that you earn. And right now, in many states in the country, with state income taxes and a federal income tax rate of 40% for people who are in that class where they're earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, with 39.6% there, and then plus state income taxes in places over 10%, plus city income taxes in New York and Philadelphia has a city income tax. With all of those income taxes, if you are in that category she's talking about where you might have a $50 million, not $50 billion, but $50 million estate, if you own that much in stocks, if you own that much in cars, if you own that much in paintings, if you own that much in property or a company, basically, you have to pay again. And just for the privilege of owning it. Now, the point about this is, let's say somebody is a young person, and they decide they don't want to invest their money, or they invested poorly, and it isn't generating all kinds of huge investments. Gino, if you're paying 2% a year, and she's talking about for billionaires, it would be 2% a year that would be subtracted from their wealth, from everything that they've accumulated in a lifetime of work. Let's say there's somebody who starts out young. And so for 50 years, basically the government takes it all. And people say, oh, that's a good idea. Let's get money out of the hands of the billionaires. Except the billionaires earned it. And they did so by stimulating the economy. This, first of all, what this is going to do, if this, and it has not worked anywhere it's been tried. They've tried this around the world. It's not like a first time idea. And everywhere it's been tried, what happens is extremely wealthy people flee. They tried it, I think it was in Denmark. I know it was in one of the Scandinavian countries. I don't believe it was Norway. I think Denmark. And they found it didn't actually deliver anything to the government because people found ways to get around it. What they're supposed to do, the way they explain it in the New York Times, Ms. Warren's wealth tax would apply a 2% tax to individual net worth, including the value of stocks, houses, boats, and anything else a person owns, after subtracting out any debts. Anything they own that's above $50 million. It would add an additional 1%, so it would be 3% for a net worth above $1 billion. So let's say you live for 30 years. Now it's less than 30 years. At $3 billion, that if you are living for 30 years at that level, then basically all your money is gone. Certainly at the end of 30 years and probably at the end of, 15. And because if 15 times 3 is only, it can actually add up very quickly to subtracting your wealth. And why is it good to reduce the wealth of wealthy people? Well, she says because she's going to give it to deserving Americans. But see, this vastly increases the power of government, because what it says is the source of how you get money is not earning it yourself. It's not making deals yourself. It's not by participating in the marketplace. It's basically a giveaway from the government. The new sponsors of the wealth tax are Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, represents the city of Seattle, who leads the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and supposedly a moderate Democrat named Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania. The proposal would kick in 2023. Watch the billionaires move. We'll be right back.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track and sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his statewide mask mandate is ending on March 10th, and all businesses can reopen at 100% capacity. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear about the Elizabeth Warren wealth tax, and by the way, thank the heavens, President Biden during the campaign said he was not in favor of a wealth tax. He hasn't commented on this new proposal. He's busy trying to focus on pushing his $1.9 trillion rescue package through the Senate, but this is one of those things that should make some people who voted particularly for Democratic senators really think twice, because right now, part of what Elizabeth Warren is talking about, I mentioned to you that it would start at 2% for every dollar that you have saved a lifetime to build or hold, for every dollar that you've accumulated over $50 million. And of course, most people are never going to be in that position. But you start at 2%, then you go over $1 billion, and then it goes up to 3%. But then for everybody over that initial $50 million, it goes to 6%. You know, based on what? Based on the moment that America enacts a single-payer health system. So what exactly is the connection? I guess she assumes that the wealth tax will be more popular if people think that it will help deliver a single-payer health system. Here is Senator Warren again trying to explain her, quote, ultra-millionaire tax proposal on CNBC. Listen.
So I just want to start by saying if Janet Yellen is all on board except for implementation, we're in really good shape on this, because the implementation part is really a lot easier than it looks. Remember the way that the wealth tax is built. It says if your fortune is below $50 million, nothing. We're not talking to you. If it's above 50 million, your 50 millionth and first dollar, you got to pitch in 2 cents, 2 cents for every dollar above that. You hit $1 billion in assets, you got to pitch in a few pennies more. The nice thing about the way it's set up is we learned from some of the mistakes they made in Europe. So this version of the wealth tax says it covers all of your property. Doesn't matter whether it's held in stock or in real estate or in racehorses. Everything is covered, so there's no point in moving property around. Also, wherever you hold it, it is covered, whether you hold it here in the U.S., whether you hold it in the Cayman Islands. And remember, we are already valuing property. We do it at death. We value all real estate every year for real estate taxes. And valuing stock is not very hard. So I think we've kind of got the implementation part of this locked down.
Okay, Senator, again, you've got the implementation part of it locked down? Really? You don't think that somebody who's accumulated more than $50 million would figure out some way of hiding it? And if you really want to, and by the way, part of apparently what she wants to do with some of the money that they're going to be raising with all of this is to hire a bunch more IRS agents. And the entire idea is so just basically gestural, because I think the chances of something like this passing are very, very low. At least they should be. And everybody should be alarmed about it. It says that Ms. Warren is pushing colleagues to pursue such a plan, which she says has gained popularity with the public as the richest Americans reap huge gains while 10 million Americans remain out of work as a result of the pandemic. I guess that's right. If they just bust up all these wealthy people and take a chunk of their wealth, taking 2% or 3% or 6% every year, taking all that, then immediately those people will be employed. Why? Why does taking money away from the rich and giving it to the government the way to help people who are unemployed? And again, part of the difficulty here is what you do with people who are running businesses, and part of their basic situation, their valuation, their fortune is a business that they own and that they operate. Are you encouraging them to sell that business, to hide it, to run it under the table? Ms. Warren is pushing colleagues. She says polls have consistently shown that a wealth tax proposal wins the support of more than 3 in 5 Americans at 60%, including a majority of Republican voters. They don't understand it. If a majority of Republicans actually think this is a good idea. A wealth tax is popular, she says, because voters on both sides have good reasons, because they understand the system is rigged to benefit the wealthy and large corporations, Ms. Warren said. As Congress develops additional plans to help our economy, the wealth tax should be at the top of the list to help pay for those plans because of the huge amounts of revenue it would generate. And this is a real question. I mean, the people, the two economists who are named Zucman and Saez, veteran lefty economist, the two economists who helped design this plan, say, well, there will only be 15% of avoidance and evasion. And the difference between avoidance and evasion, avoidance is legal. You have the legal opportunity to avoid some taxes. Evasion is not legal. But they say combined that will only protect 15% of some of this wealth that they're going after. The whole idea of going after wealth, here's another thing that I find really very difficult to justify. If somebody is outraged by this wealth tax, a very wealthy person, and wants to cancel U.S. citizenship and move somewhere else, she would still make an attempt to confiscate 40% of the wealth of that individual when he or she renounces citizenship. So, again, it is almost impossible not to think of different ways that people would avoid this kind of wealth tax. And Mr. Biden, the New York Times reports, did not propose any tax increases to offset the $1.9 trillion economic aid package that he hopes to sign later this month. That is still coming up. Mr. Biden has said he will pay for long-term spending, as opposed to this temporary economic jolt, with tax increases on high earners and corporations. Business groups and Republicans have already begun to raise concerns about Mr. Biden's tax plans. Those same groups are not fans of Ms. Warren's plan, to say the least, which was a centerpiece of her 2020 Democratic presidential campaign. If this idea was so popular, and she certainly was associated with it, she talked about it a great deal, and she did talk about how she had dreams about it and all of the wonderful things you could do with the money that you took away from millionaires. Critics say the tax would be difficult for the federal government to calculate and enforce, that it would discourage investment, and that it could be ruled unconstitutional by courts. How would it be ruled unconstitutional by courts? Because the 16th Amendment permits an income tax, but otherwise there are constitutional provisions that might get directly in the way. What are they? We'll get to that and more about one of the worst ideas of the year, at least so far, the wealth tax, coming up.
It's time for a wealth tax in America.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
When we're talking about wealth, maybe rather than talking about taxing wealth, it's worth talking about building wealth for just a moment. And one of the ways you do that is by getting in on the ground floor on some of the high-tech startups that are doing incredibly well around the world and that give you a chance to allow your investment and your money to make a great deal of money. It is honestly eye-opening and actually, I think, inspiring to take a look at what's on offer from Our Crowd. Our Crowd is a crowd-sourced source of funding for all kinds of startups in the high-tech field, things that can make a positive difference in our lives in terms of medical care and transportation and education and entertainment and much, much more. And you can invest in these companies that have a remarkable record of success once they go public, particularly. Get in on the ground floor. Check it out at Our Crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. This is my brother's company based in Jerusalem, Israel. And you will be amazed and entertained just by looking at it. Totally free. Go to Our Crowd, click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I mentioned before that there is a constitutional problem here on the Medved Show, not with Our Crowd, thank God, but very much with Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax. There's a smart piece today in about questions that are very practical questions about the wealth tax. This is in National Review. And one of the points they make up, and the New York Times actually makes the same point, is if anything like this is instituted, there would be some kind of immediate injunction to block it because it goes up against the Constitution. Now, why? Because the Constitution allows the federal government to take taxes, but those taxes have to not favor one state or another. In other words, a tax on billionaires here would fall much more heavily on a state where there are a bunch of billionaires, like Washington State, than or New York State, where there are a bunch of billionaires who live there, or California. it would fall far more heavily on those states than, say, on South Dakota, where there aren't a lot of billionaires. And you say, yeah, but the South Dakota is a much smaller state. Yeah, but all of this has to be proportionate. In other words, the 16th Amendment, which allows a federal income tax, says that you can go ahead and tax income. But this is not taxing income. This is taxing wealth. This is taxing something that you own, like property, where, by the way, you're already paying property taxes, which has always struck me as incredibly obnoxious. I mean, part of the American dream is buying and owning property. I remember I was a little boy when my dad bought the first property. They paid $15,000 for the little house we lived in San Diego. And it was such a big deal that my dad, a poor boy, could actually own a piece of real estate. But you still have to keep paying on it and paying on it and paying on it, not to the bank, but to local governments. And this, of course, the federal wealth tax would be on top of that. But the problem with the federal wealth tax is that the Constitution says that other than income taxes, any tax like this on the property that you own, on the money that you've accumulated, has to be apportioned among the states in proportion to their populations. And by the way, there's case law on this. And even the New York Times acknowledges that it's not at all clear that, especially with a court where the majority of justices, 6 of the 9, actually believe that the Constitution means what it says, this might have a real problem. And by the way, the reason they did the 16th Amendment is because on several occasions, the Supreme Court declared income taxes unconstitutional. So eventually they changed the Constitution, but to allow taxes on income, not to allow taxes on wealth. The whole idea that it helps somehow to provoke resentment, to go after wealth, that the essence of America's problem right now is that you look at what people do with their money. One of the things I was struck by, and we did mention it on the air before, but I will now because it's a beautiful thing. There's a couple named Lang, and they both passed away recently. And it turns out they were well known to have one of the finest art collections in the world. They were not that wealthy. They just bought very smart art. Abstract expressionist art in the beginning of the 1950s when you could actually afford it, and they bought and they bought and they bought. And they have this collection that apparently is worth about $90 million. And every museum in the world wanted it. These folks lived in the Seattle area. And they donated their entire art collection to the Seattle Art Museum, which is a very big deal. It says like 35 masterpieces that you see reproduced everywhere, and they're going to be, and they, in addition to leaving their art to the Seattle Art Museum, they left an additional $15 million to help them care for it and to build an appropriate exhibit space for it. And it's just a wonderful thing. Now, again, does that actually excite me more than the government taking their money to help pay for the bigger and bigger and bigger deficits that the government runs? It does, actually. And again, if that is what the Langs choose to do, by the way, anyone who wants to, you can leave your estate to the government. The government will take as many gifts as you possibly want to give them. But the idea of the wealth tax is to punish people like the couple that I just mentioned. And the economists who have advised Senator Warren on this and are behind it say wealth at the top, particularly among billionaires, has grown in the 2 years since the 2019 estimate of Ms. Warren's plan. Mr. Zuckman, that's Dr. Zuckman, they're professors at University of California, Berkeley, said the disconnect between wealth growth for the ultra-wealthy and the wealth growth for most Americans is not a new phenomenon. Billionaire wealth has been growing faster than the economy for the last 40 years. But billionaire wealth growth does not somehow block the growth of the economy. In fact, it makes it possible. Because whatever those billionaires do, if they're going to build some kind of huge estate somewhere, think of the people they employ. If they are going to invest the money, think of how that drives the economy. The entire idea that you somehow make people better by taking money away from people who have earned it is one of those ludicrous pieces of folly. It's like the idea that the accumulation of wealth causes poverty. How? It's not wealth that they've accumulated by taking it from poor people. It's wealth that they can use to actually provide job opportunities and other rescue opportunities for people who are struggling and, in fact, poor. When we come back, when you're talking about poor people and unfortunate people, there's a mother and a son who were sentenced to prison and two years and 6 years. Why? Because they professed belief in God. Where? We will tell you about it. This is also relevant to something that happened in the White House. And there is a deep tragedy that is worth calling your attention to in Oklahoma. But it's not a tragedy you can blame on human beings. Oh, there's not a chance in the world. It's a tragedy caused by inanimate objects. Really? And yes, there are new accusations, including the most lurid so far, against the governor of New York. What happens to this guy? And by the way, there is a conservative who just announced he is running, joining a field of about 30 different candidates, not an exaggeration, running for mayor of New York on a law and order platform. Who is it? We'll tell you, and much more, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.